Hi guys, it's a brand new episode. I welcome you to a brand new episode. Rashida, tell them, what happened?
This week, I was ranting too much. You see, I felt like I ranted too much this week.
What she said, she ranted too much. And we dropped some gems. Gem upon gem. You don't want to miss it. Kindly tune in. Thank you guys for coming. I hope you enjoyed this one. Take care. Bye. Rashida, stop dancing.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm Ilsis Ladu. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Ilsis.
Naam.
What's good?
I'm good. And you?
Fine.
Everything is good. Yes. Everything, bam.
You guys, let me even start with Ilsis on this podcast this morning. Ilsis did not have my time this week. She had her sister come in from the States. So she was bonding with all of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, I'm busy. I've been going up and down. Is this how the life is? Is this
Rashida,
you want to tell me blood is thicker than water?
If thunder will not fire you there, did I use those exact words? That I'm busy.
What
thunder,
I heard.
You know you are close to the window.
It was sounding like that. You didn't say it, but that was what it meant. Ulysses was
Thank
doing.
God you are a first child. You are not the last born. If not,
it would have been bad.
If Rashida was the last born, your mom would have suffered. Thank God you are the first. No, really, think about it. You are the first child where all the responsibility lies on you. And see the way you are stressing everybody.
Ulysses, I don't
now,
used to do
imagine
that.
Imagine if you were the last born.
That responsibility, that first child, I don't used to follow them and do that thing. Please. No. Ulysses, no, I don't. I can't. No. That is a trap.
So, guys.
Who do they want to trap
with? This is the person I have to cope with day in, day out.
Who is the person that they want to
Sometimes
trap with that type of
thing? I will threaten Rashida. She'll give me one day. She'll be back. Rashida, I'm even tired of threatening herself. I told Rashida I'll block you like 100 times.
You actually told me we blocked me. I said, you can't. You dare not. I threatened you back. You threatened me, I threatened you back. So, what Ulysses is doing for this podcast behind the scene, you guys don't even know. You don't even know. You've not even seen the beginning of what is happening behind the scenes. To make this podcast a success, you don't know half of it. And you guys will listen, you will not share, you will not do anything. The work, the resources that goes behind bringing an episode every week, it's a lot.
Easy.
So, I was just lying there, Ulysses just said, what did she even say to me? She said a new addition. Guys, it was a brand new mark. I said, what? I said, the people need to hear this. Ulysses, well done.
You're supposed to see improvement in our work.
Let us be sharing the blessing. The blessing comes and everybody tap in. We are one big family here. So that they'll know that it's a lot of things go into this production. It's the resources and everything that goes into
it. Does.
Alhamdulillah.
The things that Rashida does every week, I don't even envy Rashida. It's only God that will reward her.
God, please.
Her reward is in heaven because we cannot reward Rashida. Rashida, your reward is in heaven. Just accept it like that.
Amen.
So, alhamdulillah, we strive for excellence every way we can. Alhamdulillah, may Allah keep opening doors and making things easy for us.
Ameen.
That's what we hope for. Alfana, how was your week?
My week was fine. What happened this week? This week was slow. There was nothing really happening. But on Thursday, we had sports day for my son in year 4. Let me tell you, since we came to this school, back to back, every year is the same activity for sport day. You know, in Nigeria, when they say inter-house sport day is a production, all the parents are coming, is the big field. They have just this small playground that every year they do the same thing. The kids are happy, the kids don't mind, they do it. But for us, it's the same thing. We are going to see the same thing. There's no match pass, there's no queen and king, there's no, you know how in Nigeria,
be waiting for Nigerian format, you hear?
I need to see more production. But the kids are happy. My son, he saw me and he was happy. He's waving. Sometimes I forget that he's really a kid because he saw me and he was like really happy that his mom was there to watch him.
We always see these videos on YouTube, Rashida, where they say it's a video like kid maybe in a sporting event, graduation or whatnot. Then you see them all sad. Then suddenly they sight a family member or maybe a parent. Their face lighting up, and the caption will be, "Why showing up matters." Yeah. So to them, you showing up matters. Never scroll those kind of videos.
When he was coming out of their building, and we're all standing there with the parents, we're all waiting. His eyes was like looking already to see where his mom was, and immediately he saw me. He started waving. Okay, yes, my mom is here now. I can enjoy myself. So it was cute to see. There are all these little cute things that the kids do, and you're just looking at it, and you're like, okay. Alhamdulillah, wow. So that was the only thing I did lovely. This week that happened, really.
I had one of the best week, alhamdulillah. Like, Allah is Allah. Just things happening for you.
Yeah.
You know.
We always love those moments.
It wasn't, it was kind of busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But things you were expecting were happening, you know, happy to see family and all that, and all that, and all that. Then the whole photography things are happening in the background, you know.
Yeah.
Things that you've set motion, they are now shaping up, you know, your hard work, you know, behind the scenes, like Rashida said. So alhamdulillah, it was a beautiful week.
Okay, we love beautiful weeks over here.
It was a beautiful week.
We love beautiful weeks. Something came to my attention this week. I just realized something.
Okay.
Would you rather, as a friend, if I see your partner out with another girl, would you rather I tell you, or would you rather I keep it to myself?
If I talk now, you say I'm being diplomatic.
Just say your mind. I want to hear what you have to say.
So it depends. For example, now, of course, we are guessing the friend is a close friend.
Yeah, just guess the friend is me.
Okay, so fantastic. So if na useless person, I for don't tell you since you know. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The sort of relationship that me and the person have would determine whether or not you tell me.
Yeah.
And then you know the kind of person I am and all that.
Yeah.
So I think it's not straightforward.
Mm.
There are some people to me, tell me.
Thank you very much.
Just tell me.
Me too. I'll go to yes.
How I will handle it. You're supposed to know if you are my close friend.
So I was talking to somebody and she was making it, the way she said it was, there is no man that is not talking to another woman.
Okay.
That's what I got from the conversation. So it's you as a woman that will determine how you're going to go about your life. But every man you see has a side chick or has somebody that he's talking to. That's what I got from the conversation. I might be wrong. So I was now asking, I'm like, okay, what do you mean? You mean you now, if you see my partner with somebody, you would not tell me? I said, I didn't know this was the type of friendship we were doing. She said, no, she can't tell me because Islamically, it's not good. Islamically, she tells me it might cause problem in the house and she's not going to tell me because we are Muslims, you know that. And men are meant to marry more than two wives and it's okay. The
how only does reason... she know if that one is for marriage?
In fact, let me...
does she know that he's not just somebody that sleeps around that is going to come and bring HIV or whatever disease for you?
Thank you very much. She brought the point that the only reason that she is going to tell me is if she knows the girl that he saw. The girl she saw with my partner has HIV or something. That's the only reason she will tell me so that I can protect. She's not even telling me so that
that's
I will do
a
anything.
Very stupid. That's a very stupid.
So that I can protect myself. And I now said, so as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, so that you can protect yourself.
I said, as far as I'm concerned, any woman that is not me has HIV.
Oh.
That's a period. Because why are we not telling each other things? Even if we are colleagues, just tell me, I saw your man with another woman. Let me be the one to tell you that.
No,
oh yes,
no, if
they are colleagues.
Be diplomatic. Be like, Rashida, it's like it's your sister in town. It's like I saw your husband with your sister. You have delivered the message.
Yes, because it looks like we women are the one indulging these things. That's why you come out and you hear everybody
like
saying
it is.
You hear
it
everybody
is.
Saying, oh, I did not know that. They'll just come and shock you. Oh, your husband's marriage is tomorrow, is next week. And you'll be like, oh, I did not know. Nobody told me. A lot of people know.
Mm.
A lot of people know. It's just you that don't know.
You are the only one.
It's only
now
you.
Only you. It's only you.
No, the
They'll be looking
situation
at you
is
like
crazy. I
mumu.
don't know why.
And the sad thing to me, Rashida, the sad, is it funny, sad, and unfortunate thing is, like you said, it's women that encourage this, it's women that support this. As a matter of fact, they are part of the master planners.
Yes, because she, the way she said it, she was telling me that there is
And
nothing anybody can do, that he's allowed to, and that means it's okay
see,
for him not to.
we are not doubting all that fact.
Oh
We are not
God.
doubting all that, and nothing is stopping you from being honest.
Yeah.
But what we are saying is, these are serial cheats. These are womanizers. These are people that sleep around. These are they are the least, because they always take the Islamic angle. Where in Islam does it allow you to do all that? Because if you are going to the Islamic route, they say even when you are going to toast that girl, first you not even go to the girl, is the parent house you go first, and you see her, is it three times? With that time that you see her, there will be a small child in between you people. Is that what they are doing? Since we are talking Islamically now.
That's not what they are doing.
No, now if you are talking Islamically,
We all know
do you
that's not what they
understand?
are
So,
doing.
and most of the time, the concern for these women is the uncertainty. You don't know the devil that is there. You don't know the disease that they'll bring for you, the infidelity, the lies, you know, and so many things that goes into it. And truly, there's no woman. Okay, I always put that caveat, unless she never liked the person. More could just be together. There's no woman on this earth that we hear. Even the ones that are championing, he can marry for, that you will not feel a type of way when they say they see your partner with somebody. That man, you never liked the person. Was it not the discussion we had the other time, Rashida, when you were upset that I had to calm you down about those women that when the husband is married, they will come and be dancing? Who are you trying to impress? All this performative goodness to show people, yes, you are innocent, you are good. On to what?
Please, yours is
People
one
will
part
move
of
on and
marriage.
leave you.
I know. One part of marriage is that word that, like, now men are displaying their two wives in public.
I don't know. Maybe
They
they'll
go to
tell us it's
events,
Islamic again.
two wives, and you'll see one on the. In fact, I saw one, he did an interview with his two wives. I don't know who he
Oh,
is, but
fantastic.
I saw him on BBC Hausa
Fantastic.
doing interview with two wives. I don't know if they were asking
How
them how marriage
there's a way
is
you
with two
call them,
wives.
Rashida. How many star general?
Two star
There's a way you
general.
will use. Oh, two star general. Yeah. But at the end of the day, Rashida, to each their own.
To
If
each their
you
own.
are okay, fine and good. Don't come and superimpose it on every lady that
Exactly. Don't project how you
you
would deal with
must.
your own situation on another person. What I'm even saying is, how did we get here that as a Muslim woman, you live all your life thinking your husband is talking to another woman and there's nothing you can do about it and it's okay?
Like,
And you
it's
shouldn't
okay.
say anything about it. Islam allows them to do it. Will you stop him from doing it? You can't stop him from talking to other women.
No, what women want is respect. Please respect the woman. That's it. You know, I think we've discussed this in length. Most of the time is the way the men go about it that brings all this chaos. We are not saying they are not mad women, because we've seen women setting themselves ablaze, burning the house or the why now by force.
I saw another preaching
Are
that
you conjoined twins?
this imam said that when you want to marry a second wife, you should not tell the first wife that you want to marry. When they finish doing your nikah, then you can relate it to her because you don't know what that woman is doing. You can go for voodoo and destroy it. She can do something bad too. I tell you, this imam said this thing outrightly.
If it's about voodoo or whatever jazz, she still can do it after the.
She has already done
Does
what
it
he
stop
wants.
her?
He has already
But
married her.
Rashida, we're here now. There are so many examples. We are from Africa. We are from the north. We are Muslims. The other time we're talking about this man that got married. He had two other wives, I think. Until the day that that wife died, he had forgotten completely about the previous wife, and they were living next door for so many years.
We had that.
His child died. He was not there. He refused to attend. So what are we saying? So even after the wedding, if that person is a bad person, they can go to any length. To me, it doesn't stop a bad person from doing what they want to do. I don't see, okay, for temporarily it will avoid something, but the chaos will still happen. Right? Let's just pray any bad person, ya Allah, I don't even want our path to cross, Rashida. Make
Amen.
everybody
That's
day in
it.
day.
But me, I still stand that if we are friends and you see my partner somewhere, please alert me. Whatever I do
And
with
that's
that
on period.
information is left for
It's
me.
left to simple. Like I told you, Rashida, how you deliver that message matters. Like the example I give you now. She knows she's not your sister. But I saw your sister, she's in town. You translate it how you deem fit.
Oh God, please.
So I
The
bet.
truth is, I don't even have strength to be fighting any man or fighting any woman. That's just it.
It's the
What?
worst thing and the last thing any woman should do. And
I don't have the strength.
Rashida, some people are just living sad lives. I even
I
know
think
these
anything a
girlfriends
man,
by name.
what? Anything a man does, I think he should take responsibility for it. It's not my problem. It's not my business. Because I always believe that if you see a man,
On top with it.
if you see a man, your partner with another person, another woman, or your partner is cheating, he was the one that took himself there.
Simple.
He has indulged that person in one way or the other. He
Yeah.
had not set boundaries. He had tried to be the good guy. He had been the one sliding in the DM. If the first time she tried, I told her, please, I have a wife, don't come near me. This is not the thing I'm interested in. She's going to back off. That's what I believe. I don't know. I might be in my own world, but.
See, it's simple, Rashida. Talking about this is about discipline, what you want for your life. You know, there are
Exactly.
people that they have plans for their life. See, there are men that even before they get married, the first one, they know they are marrying four wives.
Gera, and they've told
They
me.
before they marry, even in GC be telling you, you understand, they are set to do that. So it's about what you want. Like, for example, the one that is right from the days of toasting, he'll be telling you'll be the number one, but others are coming. At
Others
least
are
you
coming.
already know.
There are men that do that.
Then there are ones that even if they say it, they come, they see, say, this one is not as easy as I thought. They might change. And life happens, you know, life happens and things change and all that. Talking about men and whatever, did you see your friend Two-Face, the latest one he did again? Rashida, I'm tired of you and this man.
How did I even get into the conversation? What do you mean you're tired of me?
Are you not the one that used to bring his story here? For you table it and we have to discuss it.
Oh God.
I say, ah, Sister Natasha, you think say you don't catch this one? It's like na bad market too,
Oh
Sister
God.
Nata.
He said, and he made it clear. He said, I'm going to talk about myself. He said, for me, I
He yes,
don't
not other
believe.
men. It's for me.
He
He
said
said
for him.
me.
He said for me, I don't
Me,
think
I don't
men.
believe.
Yeah, he doesn't believe that men should stay with one woman, and he was blunt about it.
No, he said men cannot.
Oh, he said men
He cannot.
cannot.
That, yes, he cannot. He said a man can love one woman, but he cannot stay sexually attached to just one woman. I
Oh
say,
God.
ah, which one is even worse?
That's how women move these days. We're thinking that there's every man has a girlfriend. To conclude, please, if you are my friend, make sure we know what we are doing in this our friendship. If you cannot stick out for me, let's define what this friendship is all about. If you see, you tell. If you don't see, you don't tell. It's sad that this is how we move
Anyway,
around.
it's really sad. You know, the ones that I really pity, Rashida, is when the women now are doing the same thing.
Oh yeah, I heard there's a
As in,
pandemic of
they're
women
doing it
cheating
not,
now.
yes, as in, they're doing it not because this is what they want, but
To pay
to
back.
revenge, to pay back. And it's sad to me. Okay, if this person is in his journey of sin, if I want to pay the person back, I will join him on something that I know is totally wrong.
That's sad.
No, see, this thing is not do or die. It's not life sentence.
To you think it's not a life sentence, but to some people it is. It is a life
Okay, don't.
sentence. They'd rather be doing
Okay.
rubbish in the marriage than for them to leave the marriage. We all die there.
Wow. I wish everybody involved all the best.
Oh
Yes.
God. You see, what are the words on the streets?
Well, a sad one for the sporting world, for the football world. I'm sure you must have heard the sad incident that happened to Diogo Jota just 10 days after his wedding. He and his brother, oh my God, the only children of their parent died in a ghastly accident. Kai, Rashida, this life, this life is sad. So he had a lung surgery. So the doctor advised he couldn't fly. And he had to go to his club for some pre-season testing and whatnot. So that's why he was traveling by road. And his brother was with him. And that Lamborghini was a wedding gift.
Gift. Oh,
Yes.
God,
Both
please.
of them died on the spot. He had three children with his high school sweetheart,
Oh
two boys and a little girl.
no.
young children.
That's so
Ah,
sad.
and he was just 28, about to be 29 years old. And I've been watching him, you know, from Wolves, that's a Premier League club, before he was signed in Liverpool. And I think a lot of his teammates really loved him.
This
a
was
really
the height
sad one.
Of his career.
His career. I kept thinking about the wife, Rashida. I kept thinking about the wife and the mother. Like, the mother losing two sons on the same day.
On the same day.
Then the wife, a partner, you just got married, you know, you're still in the honeymoon, and he's gone. It's really sad. And it
may
tells
Allah not
you
test
how
us.
This life is short,
it's
you
really
know.
Short. Yeah.
It's, and you never know. You never know. Peter Rufai, he was our goalkeeper. His nickname was Dodo Mayana. Him too, sadly, that same day, he died. A really sad day for the sporting world. In their soul, rest in peace. Amen.
So you see, there was this trend that was going on. I said a statement we grew up hearing that.
Oh,
that
yeah. Family. How do they say it? It hit home. What's the English again? You are the English woman. What's the English again? It hit home.
It hit home because I'll be England. Say I'll be English woman.
Yes,
England.
Now you are the English woman. Abi, you want to deny? You want to deny your Englishness, Abi, whatever.
It has been denied.
Please. I was just, as usual, you know, while in a waiting, I was passing by, I just saw this. And the lady, I want to give credit to her because the things they listed, it just,
everyone
like, it make you ponder.
Sense, yeah.
Like, each one. She said, statements we grew up hearing that planted fear in us as women. So she opened up the statement and they were, I think, expecting ladies, you know, to add after she has added her own.
Yeah.
So the first one was, if you don't learn how to do this, another woman will do it for your husband.
See, personally, I heard that one. That one is
there's different version of it.
Is this how you be doing your husband's house, sir? Have you heard that one?
Is this how you sweep? Is this how you even wash plates, you know?
Yeah.
If they didn't tell you this one, you must have heard it being said to your friend. Then she went on to like explain what it means. She said, this taught us to fear being replaced, not just in love, but in usefulness. It planted the idea that our value lies in how well we serve, not in who we are. Now we overfunction and we overperform in relationships, not out of love, but out of fear that we are one mistake away from being swapped out.
Yeah,
Rashida,
I know.
True or not?
True, because you
like
are very conscious of what you're doing.
Every
why
little thing. Hey, if I don't do this one, the saddest part for me is only the ladies, of course, that they
of course,
are being taught
of
this.
Course.
It's only
men
the
how
ladies
to be wives and not men how to be husbands. You know,
husbands. Another thing for me is you don't have a value unless you are attached to a man. That's why you see women killing themselves for the tag of Mrs.
Yeah.
Doctor Mrs.
It's so bad that a woman, even if she's the one taking care of herself, she's doing everything. It's the way the society is. For example, you are married and everybody can see that you're the one doing everything for yourself. But you are not respected because you're not married.
Yes.
You're not giving a
because you don't have value now. Yeah. Yes. You must attach.
They must say,
okay,
oh,
you must be owned.
Right. You must be owned. You must be,
you
owned.
Must be owned for you to have value.
In
so
Nigeria,
your
it's
value. Rashida, please, let's not go there. We'll not finish this talk today.
She went on to write that don't bring shame to this family.
This family. Hey.
Don't bring shame to this
whatever
family.
You are doing, don't even try it. To
what is the bring shame? Don't get pregnant.
Shame to the
pregnant. That was the shame.
The son can go and be impregnating girls, so he's not bringing shame to the family. But you, Sha, don't go and do it.
Don't try it.
Don't even try it.
People for yourself.
Yes.
Do it for yourself. Getting pregnant out of wedlock is for your own self, for your own sanity.
Do you understand? Not for the family.
Not for the family. It
like
not
your God, your religion, you know, principles, the life you are trying to live and all that, not just the family. We're not saying family is not important, of course. That's why names are important. That's why lineage is important. But advising just the girl child or just women that don't bring shame to the family, that's what we're talking about. we tend to give this advice majority of the time to the women or the girl child, and it's wrong. Now, for what she did in the belly, every bad thing that you are saying that she should not bring him to the family too, she needs a man to do it.
To do it.
And I'm 100% sure that man, his family, are not telling him not to bring him to the family.
It takes two to tango. I have not seen where they say that before they marry a woman that they have to do testing. You've not heard it.
Rashida, you did not even read what, she explains each point. So I think it's important that you read the explanation.
She said, this, don't bring shame to the family. This planted the fear of being watched, judged, and constantly having to prove that you are a good girl.
Yes.
It made us feel like our choices weren't just ours. They were public property. Mm-hmm. Being a good girl was never about being happy. It was about making sure no one had anything to say about you.
Well, yo, Alana, me mutane za su ce. Oh my God. What will people what say? Will people oh, this girl has finished me. What will people say?
What would my church people say? What will my
say?
Mom
yes.
What
not will my you personally, say? How it's going to affect you. What will people say? And this what will people say have brings so much trauma in families. God forbid.
My good God.
May we be stronger than the spirit of what will people say.
Amen.
May our happiness not be determined by what will people say.
Amen.
Anyway, she goes on to say the third one, you are not getting any younger. Hey, Rashida, women have suffered, do women have?
But do you think there's pressure on men, like you're not getting any younger? Because men come to
Rashida, please. No, wait, let's not upset each other here.
I've heard men argue a lot that they, to the pressure they give women on, like, you're not getting any younger, they give them the same pressure, especially if they are well to do and they, like, they have a job, they have everything.
Rashida, even if the same statement is being said to a man, it will be like a suggestion, like they are begging him, I beg, this is your money, help this girl. There are many girls that need your help, but to a woman is a threat. Allergy, run credit.
Let me not choke.
It's a mini achi allergy. So na emata na wani kaki wani iri kaki suni, huh? Karama kaki so kubo. So they are pleading with him, but you know it's a threat, my friend. Are you not seeing your friends that are getting married left right?
That's how somebody posted her friend that just got married. The next reply she got under the message is, be like them. I said, be like...
What does that mean?
Be like them. That had to sugar and bring husband so that she can have baby. Instead of posting, celebrating other people, she should be like them.
Oh, God.
You know, people can be brutal. People can
No decorum. You know, they just say it out.
Your feelings is not valid.
Yes, and I like her explanation under this. She said, this gave us the fear of running out of time.
Yeah.
Whether it's love, career, or children, we rush every milestone like there's a ticking clock tied to our watch.
Oh God.
I will repeat that line. We rush every milestone like there's a ticking clock tied to our watch. So if you don't achieve so thing by the age of 20, by the age of 30, by the age of 40, even when you achieve it, if you don't stick to the timeline of people, for you it's the case, your mates have been doing this, and it's not supposed to be like that. I love seeing all these, although I don't subscribe to all these motivational speakers, aspire to perspire people, they can overdo the thing. But then there's one that I really like, and it's true. See, Rashida, everybody is running their race. Everybody.
The finish line
is different. Don't let anybody rush you. Then the number two thing is about love, career, children. I believe whether you're a Muslim or Christian, you're supposed to believe in destiny. And if you're a Muslim, you know, if it's not destiny, if it's not the destined time, if you like, be running naked left and right. If it's not that time for you to marry, you're not marry. If it's not that time for you to get that wealth, you're not getting that wealth, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we are encouraged to pray, to have that content appointment and wait for the appointed time, because God doesn't make mistake. Nah. When it's your time, it will come knocking at your door. That it gives you the peace of mind, the solace you need. Although you need constant reminder, and which is good. That's why it's advised to surround yourself with people that think the way you do, or people that you love how their brain works. These are people that when you're down, they elevate your spirit and all that. If not, Rashida, and with social media, it's very fake. You'd be like, I'm older than this person now. Look at their milestone. What am I doing? I've not even figured myself out. These people are running businesses, running families.
Same conversation yesterday. I was talking to my sister and we're talking about it. We're like, what is it? Is it because of the family they grew up with? Because you just see people like they're young, you're seeing their age and they've achieved so much. Like you're thinking, okay, where am I? What am I still doing? But it's just, everybody's running their race.
I think it's good to have the conversation. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, what conclusion did you arrive at?
Arrived at everybody's running their race. Like things happen for a reason. And there's something I always say, it's not how fast, it's how well.
Thank you. If it's about wealth, we are in Nigeria here. We are Nigerians. Even outside Nigeria, there are some things that people would do to get those things that your religion would not let you.
You can't.
Your culture would not let you. Your own, do you understand? Your own principles, you know, your lifestyle will not even allow you to. Mm. But those people don't care. Case in point, I saw one video earlier today. An SS2 boy bought a Mercedes SUV and his dad asked him to return it. His friends, of course, these are teenagers, were asking him not to return it. Then some people under the comment were saying, why she didn't return it? What did he do to get the money? SS2 child bought a Mercedes. Do they need to tell you what he did? He had this gold chain on in his neck and all that. Of course, copying the example of celebrities and whatnot. Mm. Number one, it did not pass Yahoo. It will not pass that one. It says two.
Let's assume he's a tech boy. He's playing game on
Rashida, his team. You know tech now. You know tech is another word for saying Yahoo boys.
It's not like
do you understand? Somebody is there crying. This boy probably duped a retired woman or whatnot. Would you like your child to do that? No. Please, everybody should run their race. You are not getting any younger.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Timetable. Mr. and Mrs. Clock. Thank you for the reminder. We thank you.
As she was writing, I think it was getting worse as it went by. She said, don't focus too much on money. As a woman, you shouldn't focus too much on money. Just marry well.
So,
especially in the north, where other people were making it big, were investing in their children, were doing big things. In the north, they're just preparing people for marriage. Even the lucky ones that were going to school.
Mm-hmm. The end goal was for you to just enter that man's house. Whether how it be, just enter there. Yeah. You come and tell us, enter. Just enter. That was the spirit. Okay, there are families that are moderate. There are families that, you know, focus on education. They'll tell you that you must finish your secondary school, university, but we're talking about majority. So most of the time, or some of the time, the parent might want you to have a career and all that. But you see this world with people say that we've mentioned earlier, and the pressure, and seeing all your friends getting married, that thing does something to them that we cannot explain.
Financial independence was never a thing for women. Mm-mm. It's never a thing, except, you know, that like we've said, the way God has built your life, except it just came naturally. But parents weren't making it intentional that my girl child must be financially independent before she gets into her husband's house. They were just building you to go marry. Like we said in the beginning, is this how you will do in your husband's house? Is this how you will sleep? Is this how you will be talking to your husband?
Your husband will take care of that one now.
If your husband talks to you, is this how you be talking back? No man will marry you if it's your bad behavior and stuff like
who
that.
Who will see this one?
And so she went on to say, this gave us the fear of financial ambition. It made us believe that someone was coming to save us, so we didn't need to try too hard. So we don't push too hard, softening our goals and convince ourselves that building wealth was optional when it was always essential.
Essentially.
You see, do you know, as I'm talking to you now, there is somebody that his mentality is that a woman should not start working until she has gotten a husband.
Ah, but it's when you got the husband, they'll say, even if you're working, they'll say, leave the work now. Abby, they have changed style now. Because you see a career woman, you met her, she's been working for years. And when you want to marry her, I'll pay you the salary they are paying you.
How much?
I share that one. Even if he starts paying you, it will not last more than 6 months. Next year, am I not providing for you?
What are you lacking?
Am I not hustling for the family? What do you need the money for? I provided everything for you. Don't I give you Pokemon? We've discussed this, I think, in our previous episode. It's about control. You control the money, you control the woman. You determine when she's broke, determine when she's doing well. Anything she needs to get has to come from you. So depending on your mood and how, if she's a good girl, if she's a good girl, we'll take care of her. You should do anyhow, she sees anyhow.
Anything you say, she stays there, she doesn't argue with you, she doesn't.
No, especially if she knows she wants something, she will not even try it. Rashida, you remember during Ramadan when we were discussing that there's been a shift too in the way the Malams now preach. Come and see Malams, they were traditionalists before, saying women better go and look for business.
Make your money.
I think Malam is tired of the conflict. He's tired of settlement. Better go and look for business. Even if it's sweet, go and be selling. But you need to be earning something, no matter how small. And as an adult, I don't know if it's just me or it's privilege or alhamdulillah for the life one has lived or anything. But as an adult, how can you live without any means of income or any savings or anything from anywhere? Just zero. You're totally dependent on another adult.
Yeah.
Somebody that can switch off anytime. And you're okay. I know that some people are already in it without knowingly or unknowingly. The ones that are off are the knowingly ones. Knowingly ones. I don't know what the kind of English that one. You people should take it like that. The knowingly ones, Rashida.
People don't even know what to do. We've said it.
In the bid of desperation, you just go in anything, I'll just carry it like that. Mm-hmm. And you'll be miserable. You can't go out. You hate the person you are with because you know how they are treating you. And you know your potential. You know what you would have had if you have leveraged or if you have believed in yourself, if you have prayed for the right person and all that.
TikTok video of one girl coming out to say that while we are trying to make money, we should thank men that allow their wives to work. We should thank men that allow their wives to do their business and to do things for themselves. That there are lots of men in the north. They don't give and they don't allow you to work.
Yes, now. It's just wickedness. Goes back to that control.
They will not provide and they will still not allow you to go out and work.
Rashida, because our northern parents know their colleagues, because they are their colleagues, there are ones that if you come to marry their child, they'll tell you, Mr. Man, my child went to school.
Yeah.
I paid for the best education for her.
Mm.
My child is not going to while away at home. Mm. She's going to do business. Or she's going to work.
Yep.
If she's already working, if you are not okay with her working, it's not going to work, sir. You can't go. Yes. If you don't agree, all the best.
That the father was like advising them during his daughter's wedding, and he was telling the man that she's not your slave. She doesn't have to cook.
I didn't see it.
You, it was in an event, it was in a big hall and everything, and he collected the mic directing it to the husband. She's not your slave.
Things are so bad now, it needs to be said.
Trust people, trust sooner people under the comment section. If she cannot lower her head and cook for her husband, then she shouldn't marry him. He should carry his daughter and go home.
Marry sooner people. There's a funny one I saw, was it last week? It wasn't too long ago. This one, it was the brother. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw that one.
He said, "Our sonna, Allah baki zaman labia. Amin. Allah baki zaman labia. Amin. Kibimujin ki soda kapa. Amin. Idenye mare ki kema ki wanka nishimari. Amin. Kan ki jeki na mamiji wanki. Wanki yana gama kala.
I saw that video. It was the funniest thing I saw last week. It was so funny.
It's funny, but what he was saying was true.
It makes sense.
This kind brother, if you touch that sister, he's coming, you know. He's coming. You chop beating.
Some people said he was sounding as if he was drunk or he takes wee wee. He sounded like because he was saying the right thing.
See, they are not used to women being advised such. So why are you telling her that? He was supposed to say this happened to Miki. He had
that's the advice they gave me.
Rashida's best phrase is God I beg.
God I beg, God I beg. So when they sat me down to give me advice when I was getting married, they say if he's shouting, I should not shout back. I should just allow him. When he finishes, when he now calm down, I'll now come. I'll now say, Megida.
Yes.
What you did to me last time, I did not like it.
The next phrase that they keep telling us is you are the woman. Make it work. You are the woman. Make it work.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, this gave us the fear of failure in relationships. It told us that no matter how tired, hurt, or neglected we feel, it's still our job to hold the relationship together. We become emotional contortionists. You go the bend, 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 bend. Bending until we nearly disappear just to prove we are trying. You know what I just remembered? Sufferhead women. Because that if they don't suffer, that means the relationship
Man
is
not working.
Progress. Yes. Yeah. Virtuous woman. No matter what, we died here. I must keep it.
Yeah.
So, another woman will come and take your place.
The pressure who will is take on women your children. To keep the relationship moving. Yeah, tell you to go
sad.
Back.
Yeah. Yes. It's sad. These back. Men know that and they take advantage of it.
Yeah,
no you matter you know, say this one, no matter what you are doing, she know they go anywhere. They even say it now. You know, so there are some podcasts now with men, they say these things, and I'm happy at least if you don't believe women that are telling you this, you hear it from the horse's mouth, then you believe. This one, no, they go anywhere. I will do anyhow. She go there, she'll stay.
Where should she go to? After her father, I bought her from her father. Her father is
yes now. Their house weighs 101. 101 that they are even eating. 101 is, you know, it's 3 square meals, so it's breakfast and dinner. The O in the middle is missing. The missing meal.
Missing meal.
010. No breakfast, lunch, no dinner. 3 meals for lunch, you carry on for dinner.
She went on to say, you better dress well. Somebody might see you. This gave us a fear of being perceived. We dress for the male gaze, for anything, for everyone but ourselves, always performing femininity to be worthy. We didn't learn to dress for self-expression. We learned to dress for approval.
Oh, God. Yazu, waze aureki haka. Bikiga ina kind wanki matasike sawa. Is that a chief? And a different version of those statements.
Yeah.
She said, don't be too forward. That one, there are different phrases they use, but it's the same thing. You know, when a woman is being for this, when you're too assertive, she say, this one, she's too harsh. But when a man does it, that man has authority.
Yeah. So,
as a woman, no matter your qualification, you know, no matter how high you are placed in the society, you are nothing. Don't be too forward. You have to lower yourself for the fact that you're just a woman.
Yeah.
That you're right or wrong. It's sad because it kills girls' self-esteem. It's really sad. She said, this gave us the fear of taking up space and taking initiative. We hesitate to shoot our shot, to lead, to pitch, to post, because boldness was framed as desperation. It taught us that wanting something visibly and unapologetically made us look cheap, thirsty, or you are too much.
Who dare the city?
Now, for her, they don't born 2 children. Can you imagine? Just this, said,
if you tell me now, for my head, they born 2 children, I'll say, but I'm the first one to do it for myself.
Simple.
Do the one you can do. You need to start having children on time.
Oh, God, I beg. God, I beg. The next one, she said, he always tell us, don't depend on a man, but also don't be too independent. Which one is
which
it?
One?
Which one now?
Which one? That is why
she said, this one confused us. it made us fearful of being a burden and also fearful of being self-sufficient that a man finds us intimidating. Because somehow, being a woman meant learning to balance your power just enough not to scare anyone.
You need to smile more.
You are being too sensitive. What is this, Seth? They cannot play with you. Rashida.
You know how we started the beginning of this podcast by talking about men and how it's so unfortunate that we women, we are programmed to say that all men are cheats, or we just walk around saying every man you see has a girlfriend. It's the same thing here. Men can cheat. That is just how they are.
They are. Oh, God.
This taught us to lower the bar before we even got the chance to raise it. It made us believe that loyalty was optional for men and endurance was mandatory for women. So we start bracing for betrayal, normalizing disrespect and fearing that wanting otherwise made us naive. You see, we talked about that podcast.
Yes.
I was shouting.
Oh, God.
You people were thinking that.
You were shouting, you know. Rashida was shouting. I'm a witness.
I was agitated.
Another one, she said, you can't trust other women. Be careful. She wants to take what you have or be there. Oh, God. In the true sense of it, we need our female friends, female family. You need women in your life.
Yeah. No man wants a woman who talks too much.
Cho-cho-cho-cho-cho-cho-cho-cho. Who go marry you? He likes you. That's why he's taunting you. That thing is... It's one of the things that causes rape.
God, I beg.
You know it's true.
God, I beg. Yes, mm-hmm. Hear this one. Rashida. A woman's pride and crown is her husband. Oh, no worry me. The crown on my head. The man that makes me breathe.
Yes.
The one, without you, I am nothing in this world. You are the king of my heart.
Yes.
Please.
The next one. You don't like this? What if your husband does? You like this? What if your husband doesn't? Oh, God. Of individuality.
You don't know how to cook okra. What if your husband
likes it?
What if your husband likes it? Wasn't it here we brought this thing that he does not like okra. He likes only vegetable and his wife.
Yeah. They should not eat it. Oh, God.
Last but not the least. She gave gems. She really gave gems.
Yes.
You can be ambitious, but not too much. You have to...
A little bit.
Men don't like ambitious women.
Don't be too ambitious. Where you want to go? You said.
Guys, this was lovely. You see, I love this summed everything that every woman, she did an amazing job with this write-up.
She did. And I love the fact that she explained every point.
Yes.
You know, even if you don't get it at first, you understand and you see where she's coming from. Facts. Yeah.
Guys, we have come to the end of today's podcast. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Give us your humble review.
Kindly follow us on all our social media handles at the Chill Sister Podcast, but on Instagram and TikTok. You can listen to us on YouTube. Thank you very much, guys, for coming back every week. Really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed this one.